Get the highest quality care close to home, because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Back here in Springdale's, we are in, after one quarter of play in this Red Dog Classic, Lady Bombers versus Green County Tech Lady Eagles. Matt, what did you see in that first quarter?
Well, I tell you what, it was a fast first quarter. There was a lot of scoring. There was a lot of everything going on, Brad. I tell you one thing I did see is that I think Green County Tech's going to come back here, and they're going to want to play a little bit of one-on-one isolation ball. So Mount Holmes is going to have to do a good job of helping out on that backside. But other than that, I'd like to see Mountain Home keep up this defensive intensity that they have out on those guards. And we're going to see more and more turnovers from Green County Tech. And we're also going to make a few more shots than we did in that first quarter.
Yeah, I agree. We had the looks we wanted. Yeah. As Green County Tech is going to inbound this ball. Great half there, or great quarter for both teams. As Maya Butler has checked back in. McCarn checked back in for the Lady Bombers. Mitchell going to get a hand on it. It's going to be knocked away. 28 on the shot clock. Mountain Home, good pressure. On the floor for Lady Bombers, you got Lakin Anderson, Brooklyn Mitchell, Jaylee Yonkers, Anna McCarn, and Witten Coleman. Burnside inbounds to Johnson. Johnson trying to go one-on-one with Witten. She might think better of that later. Gonzalez is going to drive, go up over the top of Lakin Anderson. Great defense by the junior as Anderson makes her miss the shot, then boxes out, gets the rebound. Mountain Home back quickly as Yonker gets it to the free throw line. Kicks it out top. Mountain Home swinging around. Nice cut by Jayla Yonkers. Good find by Lakin Anderson. Jayla Yonkers able to put two points on the board for the Lady Bombers. And they're just on the other side. Yonkers gets a hand on the ball. Almost gets the steal as it goes out of bounds.
I mean, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You come down, you hit a nice little jumper off a nice set play, and then get a turnover on the back end. Really close.
Mountain Home with the 18-16 lead here early in the second quarter. Green County Tech looking to slow this game up. Mountain Home looking to try to go quick as Yonkers. It's going to go one-on-one, and that's a charge.
Yes.
Witten Coleman, the senior, did a great job against Amira Johnson, holding her feet, falling, letting her come underneath her, taking the shot and falling down. Great job there by Witten getting the offensive foul.
That's exactly the reason that they put Witten on that girl right there.
Yep.
She came in. She tried to go around her on the last possession. She couldn't do that, so she thought she might bully her down in the paint a little bit because she has a size advantage, and that didn't work out either. Great defense.
Lakin Moore checks in for Mountain Home as Jayla Yonkers takes a seat. Moore going to feed it down low to McCarn. McCarn, skip pass. Mitchell, wide open three. It's good.
That's that extra pass right there, Brad.
Nailed it, Matt. 100. I was going to say the exact same thing. Inside, outside, Brooklyn able to step into the three-pointer, and with that, stepped into it and giving Mountain Home a five-point lead here in this second. Johnson trying to go one-on-one against Witten again. As Burnside now has it, she's going to go around Lakin Anderson. She's going to miss the layup. Lakin's going to fight for it. It's going to be knocked around out of bounds. There's 34 seconds shot clock. Did reset on the shot. It is going to be Green County Tech's ball underneath the goal as Gonzalez is set to put it triggered in for the Lady Eagles. Nice set play by Green County Tech as they hit Burnside on the backside. Mountain Hill, though, back quickly. Moore. Going to drive left. J.C. Edrington all over her. Lakin Anderson. Mitchell. Going to drive the lane. She's going to take it up. She's going to draw the contact.
We'll take that. She made a three the last time down the court. They stepped out on her, and she ran right around.
That's Amira Johnson's third foul. They got Amira Johnson. That is her third personal foul, and it's going to send Brooklyn Mitchell to the line. Her first free throw is going to be up, and it is going to be good.
I'd say after the next timeout, I know what Coach Leonard will be telling his girls. Just take it right to her.
Yeah, well, she's coming out of the game. Maggie Cole's going to have to go get her. Advantage Mountain Home there as Johnson has come in and looks to be a game changer for Green County Tech, but we've done a good job holding their base. Mitchell's second free throw's up. It's no good. Butler's going to pull away the rebound for Green County Tech. Gonzalez back quickly for Green County Tech. She's going to get both feet in the paint. She's going to put it up. It's going to be no good. Brooklyn Mitchell going to come away with the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home with a 22-18 lead. 5:52 left here in this half. Lakin Anderson has it. Brooklyn Mitchell fakes the three. Kicks cross court. And Lakin had the official kind of standing right beside him in front of her. try to get the ball. That's kind of an unfortunate spot to be with the official right there.
It might have been the official. It might have been the Green County Tech's coach's shoes. I can't stop staring at those dang things.
They're green and yellow for sure.
Ugly, man.
Gonzalez gets away with a walk as she gets both feet in the paint. She kicks it out to Maggie Cole. The long two is no good. Maya Butler pulls down the rebound for Green County Tech. They're going to reset it with Burnside up top. 24 versus 24, one-on-one, and Anna McCarn comes down and says, no, not today, as Anna McCarn sends it going the other way. Mount home quickly. Mitchell, corner, three, good. Green County Tech has got to call a timeout. Mount home races out 25-18 lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
5:07 left here in this first half as Mountain Home on a 9-2 run to start this second quarter. Coach Jason Smith for Green County Tech had to call a timeout. Anna McCarn came over a huge block on one end, fed to a Brooklyn Mitchell three on the other, and Lady Bombers with a quick 25-18 lead. Gonzalez bringing it up for Green County Tech. They're going to get Edrington wide open three on the outside. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Lakin Moore is going to tip it. Anna McCarn going to come away with the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Moore back as it looks like Green County Tech still in the zone. Now, they're a man now, aren't they? Moore takes the screen. Lakin Anderson, left corner, no good. Maya Butler battles the ball. Gonzalez comes out of there with it. She's back the other way and has four Bombers in front of her, so she's going to set it up. They're going to set the offense up. Green County Tech switched to a man-to-man. I think they saw enough of Mountain Home shooting on the other end. Gonzalez going to try to feed down low to Burnside, and Anna McCarn again with a great steal. And Sarah Williams came in on that timeout, replacing Quentin Coleman with the steal. Anderson, top of the key, weaves. Mitchell takes the bump, no foul. Burnside gets the steal. Burnside's going to go one-on-one. She's going to pull up for the 10-footer. No good. Lakin Anderson giving the Lady Bombers some good minutes as she knocks the ball off the Green County Tech player out of bounds. Mountain Homes basketball.
Really good hustle there by Lakin. She got back. She was the only one. They were about to have a little chip shot back in. But
Mountain Home leading 25-18 here in this first half as it looks like that Brooklyn Bowder checks in for the Lady Eagles. J.C. Edrington also in. Burnside going to take a seat. Mitchell going to go down low. Anna McCarn, one-on-one versus Butler. Pump fakes the right side. Goes up left. No good. Green County Tech out of there with it. Gonzalez, cross-court pass. Edrington. Edrington tries to feed Butler down low. Ball gets knocked around. And Brooklyn Mitchell's going to come away with it. She's back quickly with it. 3:30 left. Brooklyn's going to fake the three. Kick it out top. Moore. Middle of the lane, all the way, left hand, scoop, no good. Sarah Williams battles for rebound, but Bowder comes away with it for Green County Tech.
I think we have an opportunity next time down the court to work a little high-low game here.
Yep. I agree, Matt. I like that call. Bowder has it on the right wing. She's going to kick it up top. Edrington, and Edrington is going to take the bump from Mitchell. Mitchell's going to go all the way. She's going to try to go up with it. She is going to be fouled by Edrington. Jason Smith is complaining on one end that Edrington got the bump and lost the ball. We're complaining
Coach
that
Maggie's complaining. On the other end, it's an illegal screen. Deacon's yelling in my ear that I don't know what's going on now, Brad.
I do know what's going on. Is Brooklyn Mitchell is going to go to the line. Her first free throw is going to be up and good after she takes the foul from J.C. Edrington. Mountain Home with a 26-18 lead. Livy Fossen is coming in. Jaylee Yonker is coming in, replacing Sarah Williams and Anna McCarn. That's the third team foul for Green County Tech as Mitchell's second free throw is up, and it is good. Mountain Home has extended the lead to 9, 27-18, 3 minutes to go in this first half. Gonzalez, top of the key. She's trying to get around Jaylee Yonkers, who's on her. Bowder has it. Gives it to Edrington. They're trying to set up Maya Butler down low, but Libby Foster's going to work. I was going to kick it out. As Maggie Cole catches it, it's like a hot potato. She wants rid of it. She throws it straight out of bounds as Mountain Home was sending some pressure at them.
Yeah, I think if Mountain Home just keeps up that pressure, we're seeing a lot more turnovers. That's their sixth turnover. Green County Tech, sixth turnover this half. That number is just going to keep rising with intensity.
Sarah Williams going to take the three from the outside. No good. JC Edrington's going to come away with it. She's going to kick it ahead to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, two-man game here with Edrington as they're up top. Just man-to-man defense. As Cole's going to put her head down, go around Sarah Williams, but Libby Fosness is going to be right there with the block. Maggie Cole is going to, out of frustration, foul Jayla Yonkers, who came away with the ball. That is going to be Maggie Cole's second foul. That is going to be the fourth team foul. Mountain Home will be going to the line from any foul after this point forward. Sarah Williams checked in for Mountain Home. She replaced Anna McCon. Burnside back in as well for Green County Tech. Yonkers going to get it down low. Lake and Moore going to go one-on-one. She's going to put it off the glass. No good. Burnside comes away with the rebound. Burnside, left corner. She's going to hit Addie Ryan. Shot's going to be no good. Jaylee Yonkers comes away with it for the Lady Bombers. Yonkers pushes. Decides better of it. Coach Leonard's going to call timeout. We're going to set up a play, see if we can get a score right here. Mountain Home leading 27-18 here with 1:41 left in the second quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home come back on the floor after the timeout, leading 27-18 here in the second day of this Red Dog Invitational against the Green County Tech Eagles. Mountain Home on 11-2 run here in this second quarter.
Yeah, I think that all comes from defense. Hey, Brad, I'm an offensive guy. I wanted to shoot the lights out, but intense defense caused a few turnovers and gave us the momentum for that 11-2 run.
Mountain Home going straight to Libby Fosness as she is going to bully her way to the basket for two. Great set play as Mountain Home is going to stretch this lead to double digits. 29-18. Gonzalez is going to drive. Butler going to pass it around. Ryan now back up the top of the key to Burnside. Burnside going to try to go one-on-one. Spin move. It's going to come away no good. Libby Fosness with a rebound. Burnside's having a tough time getting the ball in. She is a great player for Green County Tech, having a tough time getting the ball in the hoop tonight. Mitchell, I'm going to set this up again. We're looking to go that one-on-one as we're trying to get Libby Fosness down low. Moore is going to get both feet in the paint. She's going to try to set both feet, and when she does, she's going to walk, turning the ball over.
Yeah, we're trying to set up that same one-on-one game that they were doing to us.
Yeah. 51 seconds left in this quarter, one in which Mountain Home has dominated, 11-2. Gonzalez brings it across the top of the key. She's got Ryan up top. Her and Gonzalez kind of going back and forth with each other. Gonzalez is going to go to the hole, put it up. I can't help but think, but Anna McCarn didn't block that shot, but her presence there made it felt as Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. 31 seconds on the game, 29 seconds now, 29 on the shot clock. Mountain Home can hold for the last shot, but they're not going to. They're going to get it down low as Anna McCarn is going to go up with it, take a foul from Maggie Cole, no call. Green County Tech comes away with the rebound. Skip pass, Ryan. Left corner, no good. Yonkers pulls away, and Coach Leonard's going to reach out one shot as there's 10 seconds left here in this half. Mountain Home going one. It's going to go one-on-one. Yonkers going to drive. Scoop shot up. It is no good as Butler comes away with the rebound, and that is how this half is going to end. 29-18, Lady Bombers with the lead after one half of play. Matt, what do you got on that?
Well, here's the deal, Brad. The last four times down the court, or four out of five, we missed wide-open chip shots. We executed really well to get a good look at the basket. We got the look. We just didn't make the shot. That's not going to continue to happen. We're going to make most of those. And I think they're onto something. We ran a really good pick-and-roll. I'm almost guarantee we're going to see a little bit more of that in the second half.
Yep.
And I think we're really going to start working a little high-low post action.
I like to see it.
Yep. We're going to be back shortly with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network. We will be back shortly.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory, whether buying or selling.